This is Afternoons with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Canberra.
You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra, and with you right now is Afternoons producer Clarissa Thorpe. Now, here on Afternoons, we have two producers. We have Clarissa and Jerome. And so when you give us a call on 1300 681 666, you'll speak to either one of those, and you'll have a lovely time doing that. Clarissa, you've been out and about this weekend, and you have been looking into rain gardens.
Look, that's right. If you live in Woden, you've probably noticed the rain garden that's on Melrose Drive. It's just on the big roundabout there. It's quite interesting looking. So I went along to find out a little bit more about it. It's part of about 9 on the healthy waterways all around the ACT. The idea is that they work, well, a little bit like a sieve and kind of take out all the water pollutants and anything that's coming down your stormwater drain. And now it's been a little while.
It's been a while. And when you started talking about rain gardens, I kind of thought, Clarissa, are you mocking me? You know, because we haven't had much rain, but we still got rain gardens.
They're at the ready.
Yeah.
Because
oh, okay.
It's really important. What goes down your stormwater drain ends up in, for example, the Yarralumla Creek, then in the Molonglo River. And the next thing you know, it's out in the Murray-Darling River system. And it'd be really nice if the water we're putting down there is nice and pristine, not filled with nitrogen or blue-green algae, but nice water.
Nice
clean
water. So who did you speak to when you went to where exactly did you go when you went to look at this rain garden?
Well, I checked out the one in Curtin on the weekend when it was World Wetlands Day and had a bit of a chat with Hannah Edwards and also just some of the local residents about how the rain garden's going 1 year after it was established.
Okay, let's have a little listen.
I'm Hannah Edwards and I work for Southern ACT Catchment Group as the Urban Water Education Officer.
What have you been talking about here with the group that's come for Wetlands Day?
Today we had a quick discussion about what stormwater is, where it comes from, where it's going, and how the rain gardens here at Curtin are treating some of that stormwater.
Now, for people who haven't seen the rain gardens, can you give us a bit of a kind of word picture of what they look like and what plants we're talking about in the rain garden?
Absolutely. Rain gardens on this scale kind of look just like a little hole in the ground. They're about 20 metres wide and about 30 metres long, and there's 3 of them down here in Curtin. And in these holes, we've got a range of macrophytes, which are a special type of water plant that helps treat the rainwater that comes in.
What made the rain garden get built off Service Street in Curtin?
So there are a number of sites that the ACT government looked into, and this was chosen as one of 9 sites in the southern ACT. And the reason for building these treatment areas of rain gardens and wetlands was to help reduce the nutrient and organics load that's heading into our lakes and creeks in Canberra.
What are the things that people at home can do to help the rain garden here in Curtin and the 9 sites that are around the ACT?
There are many different things that we can all do to help improve the quality of stormwater. The H2OK program has 10 top tips of what individuals can do. Some of them include make sure when you're fertilising your garden that you follow the instructions on the back on how much you need to use. When you're out walking your dog, make sure you pick up the dog poo. When autumn comes, leaves are going to fall. Make sure we're not blowing them into the gutter. Pick them up, pop them in your green bin or in your compost. If you want to wash your car, pop it on the lawn and use a bucket. Or head off to a car wash that uses recycled water.
Pamela McPherson. I live in Curtin, adjacent to the rain garden.
And I'm Phil McPherson. I live with Pamela.
You're basically next door to the rain garden. What's the history of it? Why has it gone in?
Well, because of the runoff that you have from the roads and the local floodways around Curtin and Woden, it's actually to purify the water and clean it up so that when it's running into the lake, it's not taking in a lot of unnecessary pollutants that are going to lead to blue-green algae and destroy the natural habitation and flora and fauna of the lakes.
Now, the rain garden's been in for about 12 months, for about a year. What sort of things have you noticed since it's gone in?
There's been a range of different things that have happened. One, I've noticed quite a few people come and stop and actually have a look at it, which is quite interesting to see new people in the neighbourhood coming through there. And probably the thing that I love most about it is if we do get rain, the little bit of water that comes in, we immediately get response from frogs that start croaking there of an evening, which is somewhat different to what we've had in the past from the dry brown paddock that was there previously to the water garden going in.
And what have you noticed too in terms of the plants themselves that are in there and maybe some of the bird life? Are you seeing more bird life attracted as a result of the rain garden?
Yes, the plants that have gone in have been pretty well maintained by the authorities and will be for at least 2 years until they get established. They're actually very good plant for the type of garden it is, where they need a little bit of water but not too much. So having that 4-day cycle where the rain garden is wet for about 4 days and then it starts to dry up, it does really help that in that way. We have a family of ducks that come when there is water in there and they quite enjoy it. And just the cosmetic look of the gardens is really quite beautiful, especially when we have a lovely view of it from our lounge room window. So it's a bit better than the dry, barren, dead trees that we used to have out there.
Would you encourage other people to get a rain garden in their area?
Yes, I think it's a great idea. It does improve the outlook of the local area. Well, we've heard from other people they weren't keen on the idea because they said mosquitoes and other problems, and more snakes. But none of those effects have come into play. We've just been very happy with the way it's turned out for us because we've noticed no change in mosquitoes and the negative side. None of the negatives have come through. So it's a very positive outlook overall to have a rain garden put in.
And how about you, Pam? What are the things that you've really enjoyed about having the rain garden so close?
I just think just the cosmetic appeal to it. As Philip's just mentioned, the people that get to come out, and we've also got a beautiful seat that's been built by a gentleman that owns a carpentry business in Sasawa, and it's designed on the aspect of a Kenja building block system, and it's been made from the old Thara Bridge. So just little things like that have just come into fruition from the building of the garden, that's giving us a little bit more niceties to the area.
Mm-hmm. And I understand as neighbours you've also been helping out some of the trees as they establish. I might get you to explain what you've been doing.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of watering here and there with a few trees that have been put in. We're actually trying to encourage a few wattle trees that are growing adjacent to our fence now. And just recently, after a last lot of rain, Philip and I were actually out there doing a bit of weeding to some of the non-native weeds that were growing out there, just to sort of clean up the area. So we're very passionate about the whole area, and we want to keep it looking that way for ourselves and all the other people that just happen to walk past and enjoy it.
How good is that sound? Rain. That was Afternoon's producer, Clarissa Thorpe. She visited on the weekend one of the rain gardens out there in Curtin.